from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
News Talk ZB, it's time to talk travel. Megan Singleton, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm great. Beautiful weather, but you want to take us to the streets of Philadelphia, cue Bruce Springsteen song here.
Yes, exactly. And of course, people, history buffs will know that this was where the Declaration of Independence was signed on 4th of July, 1776. So you can go to the Independence Hall and go and have a reenactment of that and line up to have a photo with the Liberty Bell among all the other tourists. Personally, I say, yeah, whatevs. Once you've run up the rocky steps, you need to go and find the best Philly cheese steaks in town. And these are like this big, juicy, meaty Subway dripping in cheese and gravy and whatever you want in them. And they started here, and there's huge competition between the original founding families that have been probably making these things for 60 years, you know. I loved an ice hockey game here. I saw my first ever ice hockey game. Saw the Philly Flyers play the New York Rangers. It's all about the fisticuffs, and it was just a fantastic experience. They've got the Reading Terminal Market, which is absolutely brilliant for breakfast. So if you're staying over, you need to go there. It's also fresh produce and stuff, but obviously for tourists like us, we don't usually walk away with bunches of flowers. But you'll get Amish food here and lots of different homemade, beautiful, yummy things to try and eat very, very cheaply. I wouldn't think shopping is a big deal, so don't plan to do all your shopping in Philadelphia.
No, it's a gritty town, is it? It feels like a town where you go, you wrap up, you keep warm, and you eat giant cheese sandwiches, you know, and you shout, Adrian!
Adrian! People having their wedding photos, and some guy standing, I've actually got a photo of this on my blog, and he's standing up behind doing the, Adrian! And then people are all lined up with a wedding photographer in front of them. Hilarious.
Now, something people might not know about Philadelphia, though, is it's a mural town.
So the murals were basically it was a whole lot of naughty little graffiti artists that some very forward-thinking mayor and some charities got together and thought, these kids are actually really talented. How can we harness this talent? So they've now they've painted amazing murals, like 2-3 stories high. There's a wait list now if you want to order these murals for your businesses, schools, government buildings. And so you can take a mural art tour, learn the story about how they've harnessed these kids' talent and now actually get them great paid jobs, and they're training up the next lot of young graffiti artists in this whole new career. So that's very cool.
That's cool. And it's all on your blog, which I've actually put a link to on my Facebook page. And while we're talking about my Facebook page, we have to talk about your other life. As organiser of the Random Acts of Kindness Day, where people go onto my Facebook page, like it, and then they'll find an entry form on the Random Acts of Kindness tab that's there as well. Tell us about the prize, four nights.
Four nights in New Caledonia. We're going over with Air New Zealand and staying at the Ramada Plaza in Noumea. It's going to be fantastic, and that's for someone who you think just deserves to win that prize. And I think you're getting lots of really amazing, beautiful stories, aren't you?
We are, but not as many as we thought, because Facebook did a thing on us about our regions. So some of our regions weren't able to access the entry form. So I'm suggesting if you've been onto it over the past week, go back onto it again this week, onto my page, Andrew Dickens ZB, all in one word, and find it, and you'll find the entry form now. We have defeated Facebook, who tried to defeat us.
And we've got 1 week to go, so plenty of time to get your nominations in, and we'll draw the winner next week.